So that's, I'm grateful for that. It isn't as happy a Thanksgiving or a frivolous Thanksgiving as in the past, but it's a deeper one and one that has God and people in it.
Rabbi Gelman, what are your frivolous thoughts?
Well, first, thank you.
Well, thank you for that respect.
I forgive you. This is actually the first thought I have is a personal thanks to you. This is our 10 years ago, almost exactly on this day, 10 years ago, we wandered into the studio at your invitation and began to share some spiritual thoughts with your audience, and we thank you for giving us the chance to do that. It's been a wonderful and sometimes bumpy ride, but always very important.
Oh, it was been a bump. Let's not get into having a bumpy ride, because let's get in and
know.
You
didn't want to go there.
So that's all in the past.
But I want to thank you, Lisa, for
your message here.
And also, in addition to that anniversary, this is also the first Thanksgiving for many of your listeners and viewers who have been broken by this tragedy, and who will have empty places at their Thanksgiving tables, and we pray for them and for the healing that we know and that we hope will come. The words that I have for this Thanksgiving came to me from a woman who collects old paint can lids and paints on them. I saw one in California, and her name is Dawn of Santa Fe. I think of her not as a real person, but as an angel whose words were very important to me in getting me through the difficulties of ministering to people whose lives are crushed by this. She wrote this on a paint can lid. When you have come to the edge of all the light you know and are about to step off the cliff into the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. So we wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope that everyone will learn to fly closer to faith, to friendship, and to hope at this holy time. Thanks.
Rabbi Mark Gelman and Monsignor Tom Harbin. Chris will be back when it's time to hump his book. Here now with his Thanksgiving message is my brother Fred Imus. What's your message?
It's pretty tough to follow those two gentlemen, you know.
Right.
But I do think the countries come closer together and people are more look at those simple things more. However, I think you got to put your faith in M16 rather than God at this point, you know.
No.
I don't think now's the time to show any kind of weakness to go out praying that things are going to get better. I think we're in a war. We got to fight that war.
Can't you pray from strength, huh?
Can't you pray and then, and then fire off a few rounds for
you into the ceiling?
I mean, now's not the time to show weakness and go around praying so things are going to get better.
Oh, man, you and your brother are going to
play. Praying is not showing weakness, Fred. You was pretty good there for a couple of seconds.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Strength. Through force, you know.
Well, Gandhi said something like that.
we can show strength through prayer as well, Fred.
Yeah, you should, while you're praying over your M16.
Rabbi Mark Gelman, Monsignor Tom Harbin, or Fred Imus.
Might have been Mother Teresa.